With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday.
I mentioned inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila. More beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, wow. Sports Radio 550.
Happy Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Is it raining where you are?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Poor Fred. Do dogs know when it's raining? I mean, they know when they go outside. Like, if it's pouring, like it's been pouring here for about an hour now, and I go to let Fred out the back door, he'll just sort of look at me like, yeah, bro, no, I'm good. I can hold it. I'm all right. But he's prancing around up here. Like, it gets to be this time of the night, and I usually take him for a walk right after we get done. And so he starts to get, you know, amped up for the walk. I don't think he knows it's pouring yet.
He probably
I think he
does.
Needs to actually have the door open and then realize, oh, I'm not going out there.
I feel like dogs know it's raining when we don't.
Yeah, right. That makes sense. But he's
like, it's about to be raining, and they know it, and they just can't tell us.
Right. That's right. I agree with that. And they definitely feel thunder and stuff, and it's been thundering and lightning here a little bit. But he's acting like he can't wait to get out there. And I know we're going to get downstairs, and he's going to go, yeah, no, it's okay, man. you go about your business. I'm fine here.
My son is headed for a camping trip. That ought to be interesting.
Yeah. Tents or cabins?
Tents.
Oh, man. Yeah, that'll be a learning experience.
That's probably a good way it could go. Learning. Yeah. There could be some learning. Hopefully there'll be some learning. Hopefully it's not a disaster.
Right. Well, I mean, you would ultimately learn from a disaster,
let's
too.
Hope.
But
let's hope.
It's no fun to go through. No, that's right.
Nice timing on that one. All right. Yeah. Let's take a call and then do some picks. Here's George with us. Hello, George.
Hey, hi, Mike, and Bulldog, love the show.
Thank you.
So I know, Mike, that you participate in gambling.
Hey, whoa.
So last night
what is that? What is that? I do not, actually. I really don't.
Oh, you don't?
Well,
I thought you talk about spreads and betting different things. But
I do. I do talk about it.
Okay, then. But anyway.
Okay.
So last night's football game, Tampa Bay's up 28-14. Fourth quarter, they fourth and two or so, don't make it. Philly comes down, scores. It is now 28-20, and they decide to go for 2 points.
Yes,
which
very
I
cool.
thought was kind of odd. I didn't hear any explanation. I couldn't really find one. And for those that may not know, I apologize. I thought you knew.
No.
The spread was 7.
Yes, it turned out that Philly covered, yes.
Now, I'm not a conspiracy person, but doesn't that seem strange that the
Love
coach
the
or it wasn't a trick play? They didn't
line
up for the extra point.
George, you've come to the right place. It would have it has nothing to do
All
with
right,
the
good.
It had nothing to do with the point spread. So more and more teams are doing this, and the math supports it. You'd like to think, before I explain it, you'd like to think that maybe the broadcasters would have some interest in being able to explain it too, but Troy Aikman, while taking credit for knowing the math, is not interested in doing that. So why you go for two when you score to get within eight is you expect to make, varying somewhat based on what kind of team you have, two-point conversions about half the time. So you need two touchdowns and you need two conversions, 2 1-point conversions, or a two and a zero. Either way, that gets you to 14. And why teams go for two there or have figured out to do that is if they get it like the Eagles did, they can then win the game with an extra point on the second touchdown. And if you kick on the first one, sure, you can go for two to try to win the game, but nobody does.
Right. And if you miss this first one, you still can tie the game with a touchdown and a two.
Right. So that's why teams have more and more often come to do what the Eagles did. Again, Aikman, shouldn't an announcer have a responsibility to care about trends in the league? Like, if a team started using four fullbacks and another team started doing that, you'd expect Troy Aikman to be able to explain to you why that was happening. Like, that's kind of his job. But with this, well, being all bullheaded about, actually, I know this, he's like, yeah, I have no idea why they're doing it. And it is a trend in the league. And Joe Buck, who you assume are their friends, he tried to explain it to Aikman, and Aikman shot him down. He's like, yeah, I understand the math, which he clearly doesn't. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of a tough area for me.
I've never seen it, and I'd stopped watching it. I went to bed. I woke up. I put it on, so I missed it. I didn't try to replay it or listen to it, but I thought it was odd. I'd never seen that in that type of circumstance, but I understand it.
Yeah.
I thought it was very, being from Buffalo, conspiracies, and it just seemed like Hurts or the coach was betting the
Well, George, look, I don't know. I don't know what being from Buffalo has to do with conspiracies, but I really need you to say that, like, now you don't have to think that after talking with us,
right?
I just care about myself because obviously I bet Tampa and I lost on that, so I'm like,
oh, it seems you, seems you are interested in gambling.
We've come full circle, George.
Yeah, I don't talk about it as much as you do, but I...
Do you have a radio show? Do you have a radio show where you would be forced to talk about sports topics?
I got you.
I'm just having fun with you.
I feel, we're just goofing with you, George. No, I appreciate it.
But the point is, it's a trend in the league, and other teams are doing it, even though you haven't seen it. And I learned something, too. I didn't know, Mike, what you just explained to George. I had not heard that. I did not know that either.
About what?
So,
yeah, well,
good.
I think it makes sense, but as it turns out, they never got even close to it. So
No, they never got the ball back.
No, right. I know. And he's kneeling down there and said, why can't you just go for a touchdown? But that's how that goes. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, George. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, right. Didn't Tampa run, didn't they bleed, 6 minutes or four?
Maybe.
Yeah, they ran a long time of clock out at the end. That was the first game this year in any primetime spot that I did not watch a single second of live. I just never got there.
Sabres.
I watched the Sabres, and then that was pretty much the end of my night. And I looked at the game, I looked at the score, and I was like, often I'll turn that game on, in other hockey seasons once hockey is going. If I'm watching a Sabres game, the game ends 9:30, 9:45. Like, all right, I'll turn the football game on and sort of fall asleep with it. And I just never got there last night, so I didn't know any of that stuff that happened.
Troy Aikman really is the worst. He really is the worst. Like, I know some Bills fans were bothered that Chris Collinsworth didn't love their team enough or some silliness, or I don't know, like some other announcers might drive you crazy for different reasons. Aikman, he's not interesting at all. He's not funny. He doesn't really tell you anything you didn't know already. It's just a bunch of nothing. It might drive him crazy that Romo is so good, like Cowboys quarterbacks. I don't know. Because Romo is funny, and he's calling plays, and he does a lot of really smart, interesting things. Aikman, never, ever. Not once. And you can just feel how mad he is when the Eagles are going for two. I have no idea why you're doing this. And then they make it, and he just talks about the play. He wants to move on. Buck then says, actually, the thing – I didn't say actually, because that would really have rankled him – but he tries to explain it, and Aikman just, stopped him. I understand the math, he said. Which, has there ever been a bigger lie in the history of sports television? I understand. You don't understand the math, or you would not ever say, I don't know why you would do this. Like, you would say, I perfectly understand why you would do this. That's what you would say. Or you wouldn't say that, because that would sound conceited. You would just talk about it.
Right.
You would explain it. Why wouldn't he have any responsibility to know that? In the way that, like I said, formations, name anything. Equipment, people, whatever, any football-related thing. The people broadcasting for millions of dollars would necessarily tell you about it. They would, unless it was like controversial, one of these emails or something, they would tell you about it. But when it comes to strategy that people who did not strap it on figured out when you couldn't, hey, I can't be bothered. That makes you the worst. Let's do picks. It is Friday night. I should be having more fun. That was
what if I
fun.
Did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Okay, how bad is it here? How far
five
behind?
Five and a half games. Five and a half games. We're at, you could sweep me this week and you wouldn't pass me.
Well, if I did, I'd be happy about it.
Yeah, I'll bet. And I would be really, really mad. But that's not going to happen. There's no chance that I'm losing all five of these games. In fact, I think there's a much better chance that I win all five. These games, Mike... They jumped off of the screen at me. They were begging, like, dude, please pick me. I want you to pick me.
How did you do in that one week where you said that didn't happen? The same?
Was that last week?
I don't know. Maybe.
If it was last week, I went 4-1.
Maybe it was last week. Maybe it
I
wasn't.
Went 3-2 the week before that. It was one of those 2 weeks. So you know, it wasn't. Yeah, I. You know. Yeah.
Sounds like Listen, you're fine either way.
Don't get in the way of the show here, all right, pal? I'm trying
Wait,
to
I'm
get
on the show.
I'm trying to pump up the longest running continuously active unsponsored segment in radio history some more notoriety by exaggerating how excellent I am at.
I appreciate that.
That's what I'm all about here. I can already see the reverse power rankings getting sponsored. And then picks. I'm just going to get so jealous about picks. This, you know, it's just going to be an issue. All right, we don't have a lot of time. I should get moving. All right, college first. Georgia. I mean, what the hell, right? I mean, I'm rolling with Georgia. They're romping -21.5 hosting Kentucky.
That's it.
I mean, that's it. I said last week, I think when I picked them, that they and Alabama have separated, and then Alabama went and lost to Texas A&M. So. Georgia's all alone, and I think they'll clobber Kentucky and cover that spread. So I'm not worried. Do you suppose the Giants-Rams number moved because of Daniel Jones?
Moved? What was it? It's 8
it
now.
It was 10. It was 10 this morning.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take the Rams -8. I was going to take the Rams -10. I checked and went like, oh, okay. Down 2 points. I'll take it even the same. So Rams -8 at the Giants. I like the Cardinals getting 3.5 at the Browns. Got a couple of, you know, slightly injured quarterbacks in that game, right? Mayfield's nursing a non-throwing shoulder injury, and Murray's got a shoulder thing too, I think. But I like the Cardinals getting 3.5. I mean, 6-0, it's lofty status for them, but I like them. In this game, I am going to get on the Patriots getting 3 points hosting the Cowboys. I don't. I think what New England did on defense against Tampa. Don't tell me about Houston last week. Did a good job on Tampa, and I like Belichick to make life a little difficult for a very talented Cowboys offense, and I like New England here getting the 3 points. And I'll take the Bills -5.5 at the Titans. just because I just think they're probably going to kill them. They kill everybody.
The only thing I would say here is, and I think you're sort of acknowledging it as you talk, you got a couple games here, maybe three, where it's a little bit weird what the number is. Georgia, Bills, Rams, maybe? Do you think they're all suspicious a little bit? Not like in the sort of George's kind of, is it fixed or whatever he was kind of thinking deep down way, but,
yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Why is it 5.5 and not more? Why is it 21.5 and not more like that? Or you're chill, you're not...
I'm pretty chill. That's more your thing. You're the conspiracy theorist when it comes to the spreads.
Well, you know, that's one way to describe it. I feel like there are overreactions, and there are numbers where you go, why isn't it different? One of those games, I think, is the Charger-Raven game. Because I think the Chargers overall have been more impressive than Baltimore. They are flying across the country. They are going west to east, which is a tougher spot. But they've won in Washington already this year. I thought the line would be more toward L.A. because Baltimore has been skin of its teeth. Detroit and then this Colt game, those aren't even good teams. Maybe the Colts are better than Lions, but... So I read that line as Baltimore is the smart money. So I'll take Baltimore -2.5. It's not even three, you know? I have two games that I picked before you went that are different than yours. I like the Giants. I think the Giants... I mean, I don't really like the Giants, but I don't think they're terrible. I think Jones is okay. This is also west to east. They'll not have Barkley, but I don't care about that. And Booker isn't so bad anyway if you do. Shepard back, maybe Slayton back. Tony, how about that guy? He was like that a first-round pick that was panned. Most of the analysts seem to really dislike him in the first round. This game against Dallas, he looked amazing. He's not 100%, but I think they could hang in there with the Rams.
This is a weird spot for you liking something about the Giants.
I know. I mean, this is a business
transaction,
yes. I'll also take the Browns 3.5, but I don't like my reasoning. My reasoning is, what are they, 3-2, Cleveland?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they play Thursday night next week. I think they're a good team, and Nick Chubb is out, and that's another sort of running back thing. Kareem Hunt, I mean, he's won a rushing title. I'm fine there. I got to see Beckham get off here finally. I mean, just he's on the field a lot. What is going on? Landry's he might come back, but Landry's still out, and they cannot get Beckham loose. Do they want to? Is he a decoy? Like, what is the point? I think that's a good team. I think Arizona's been pretty lucky. The Minnesota game. I mean, they're not the best team in the league or anything. And Murray's hurt. Murray has the same shoulder thing that he had last year, and his play really fell off after he got hurt. So I'll take the Browns at home -3.5. I like the Dolphins a little bit in London -3 with Tua back. I think they're a better team than Jacksonville. Maybe not by a lot, but Jacksonville makes these big mistakes. So many bad decisions there. Both these, you're going to see some of the worst decisions of the weekend in that game. If you're watching Sunday morning, just both teams are really make really bad strategic decisions. And in the college game, I'll take Cornell tonight over Colgate -3.5 because I have more friends who went to Cornell than I do Colgate. So I sort of want to, like, it's the weekend. I want to sort of be happy for them, and hopefully I'll be able to live vicariously through them and have Cornell win and cover. Have you been to either campus, Cornell or Colgate?
I have been to Cornell a couple of times. Owen did a couple of goalie camps there, and spectacular. His buddy Michael Suda is on their hockey team this year as a freshman. I love it there.
Both beautiful.
I've never seen Colgate. I'm sure it's beautiful, but yep. Cornell, love it. Yeah,
Colgate in Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yep. Great schools. All right. Good luck to the teams I picked. So we had...
You're going to need it.
It definitely will.
I'm so sorry.
I definitely will. No, it's definitely... luck is important in this. There's no question.
All right.
We talked to Adam Krautwurst of Draft Sharks and the Deep End Fantasy Podcast about some of the interesting trends and decisions to make in fantasy football. taking the liberty of doing that, if you will, with the Bills off until Monday night. On Monday, we're going to have that interview for you next. On Monday, we'll be here for the pregame show, 3 o'clock until kickoff, Bills-Titans. So looking forward to that already. I bet you're looking forward to that, too, if you are in Nashville. And a lot of you are. I can tell. I can see the pictures. I can see the tweets.
Go get it, folks. I mean, be careful. Head on a swivel. But, like, I mean, you know, really, let it rip.
And you're on stage tonight. How's the foot? You're good to go.
I'm good to go. Yeah, the toe hurts. But, yeah, man, Ironworks tonight. 30, Tom Petty, Mudcrutch, like, Traveling Wilburys. They'll hit the whole songbook, and I'm playing one song with them, and it's a really great night. We're expecting a huge crowd, and it should be a good time. $15 at the door. 7:30 is doors open. Show starts at 8:30. Thank you for mentioning it again.
Have fun. Talk to you Monday. Adam Krautwurst next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.